Okay, guys, welcome to the Your Business Monster podcast. It's the 30th of Jan, 2016. We're 1 month into the project. And I'm Dave Butcher.
And I'm Mike Taylor. Afternoon, guys.
Well, I think what we're going to do is, for the first part of the podcast, we're just going to concentrate on what we're doing, how we're going to do it, and really just give you a little insight into why we've got started on this, to be fair.
Yeah, so it's going to be... you just touched on this, so the background, so the idea, where it's all come from, I don't know why we chose to go down a podcast route, and then at the end we're just going to sort of tell you who we are, but we're going to do it a slightly different way than just us talking and telling I'm this, I'm that, blah 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 blah. Yeah, so if you want to talk a bit about the...
I think ultimately what we're doing is we're going to aim to create a platform to share ideas and best practices and create a kind of blueprint into what makes good business and people's thought processes. And going down the podcast route, we've read that it's probably one of the best ways to launch a business currently.
Yeah. There's we both listen to a lot of audio stuff in the car. Any chance we've got is, otherwise it's wasted time. And we both think that the same way on that one. And a lot of the documentation will back that up. There's a lot of audios out there that are saying you're gonna see the golden era of podcasting and audio as a whole, because people essentially can listen to it anywhere, at any time. And
yeah, I think the way people consume their media now, yeah, it's kind of like in their time when you feel like it's when you want to do it.
Yeah.
So again, that's like kind of in the car for me, that on the way to meetings or driving to, around the country for our business. So yeah, so we try and encapsulate that time and use it effectively.
Yeah.
And do a bit of learning on the fly.
Most definitely. Yeah. We're also going to back up the podcast with, the traditional online media. So we're going to push it out through social media, so like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that type of thing. There's a new one called Medium, so we're going to be actually putting up a lot of our blogs on there. And eventually we're going to start getting into video, so we're going to get into the likes of Snapchat. We're going to create our own YouTube channel, where essentially we're going to be filming our podcast, which might sound a bit like it's the same content, but it's just another media.
I think you've got to push up there, so business has changed, especially in the last 5 years with Facebook and, like you say, Snapchat and YouTube, etc. So people are using every single platform available to push their product to market, whatever that product might be. I think the end game is really, we're going to provide some valuable content. We're going to push it out over as many channels as possible, and just drive engagement, really.
And share
some ideas.
Yeah. So going back to the actual Your Business Monster, so that's the business, that's what we're going to be essentially talking about. So that's sort of come about when was it, just before Christmas, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in between Christmas and New Year.
That's the one. Yeah. And it was an idea that I've had floating around my head for a while, but I didn't actually know what it was, if that makes any sense at all. So it was just I know what I wanted to do, but I didn't know the platform to put it on or anything. And after an initial phone call, I ran the idea past Dave. Almost instantly he said, I like it. Again, we both probably didn't really know what we were talking about. There was a lot of ideas flying around, about an hour on our phone call.
Yeah.
And then we met up about a week later.
It was, yeah.
What was it, day later, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a couple days later.
Day later.
Yeah.
And again, we got loads of ideas down, but probably walked away still not knowing what the hell we're going to do.
I think concept wise, I think we both had an idea of what we thought we could be achieving, but didn't really have any kind of backing about what it was. We didn't have a formula.
Yeah.
We didn't have what content we were going to have. We just had this idea that we wanted to help support people and potentially create a business for ourselves, but then document the whole process.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like the start of that process, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Like I say, there's a lot of our... we go into more detail about how and why we did it. If you head over to our website, www.yourbusinessmonster.co.uk, there's a lot of content on there. And as we essentially go through the days, the months, the years, everything will be put on there, down to phone calls, ideas, failures, mistakes, everything. Everything's going to be on there. And again, with that, we'll also do some more audios, videos, and all that type of thing as well. So, what is Your Business Monster? It is, Dave touched on it, so it's going to be a blueprint. So, the audios that we're going to be essentially interviewing business people, from one-man bands up to massive employers all around the Northwest, and we'll probably push out, I think, outside the Northwest. But one of the ones we want to touch on is we want to bring up our area, essentially. We want to, you know, we want to, Dave pulled up some stats the other day. Did you have them?
Yeah, I think just off the top of my head, I think we've got 6,000 people unemployed.
Yeah.
I'm not sure on the amount of business startups, but I know there's a lot of drop off. So we Whittle's probably at the forefront of business startups since 2008, and that's based around the UK. But I know for certain we've got the highest drop off rate as well.
Yeah.
So I think as part of our market mix, we need to get into at that point. Maybe it's just that they need some support. Maybe they're not. Maybe they've been taught an old fashioned way of, you know, going down that generic business plan route, and you know, they haven't really considered the technology that's out there to help support them. So again, we're learning quite a lot as we've been going on. So, you know, we're 1 month in. We've got a podcast channel, which is on iTunes. So you search for Your Business Monster on iTunes. Mike's been busy building the website. We're running a blog on Medium, and obviously we're just starting to build content up on the other channels, such as Instagram and LinkedIn, and you know, basically anything that's there to help us push what we're doing, we're going to be using and exploiting.
Exactly, yeah, and it's all free. Pretty much the only time we've put our hands in our pockets so far is a bit of hardware for the recording.
Yeah,
is that coffee too strong?
Coffee is really good. Yeah.
A bit of hosting and URLs and all that type of thing, which you can't really get around. But essentially, a lot of the content side of it is 100% free. It's only your time, and you know, doing the research and making sure you're doing it the right way.
Yeah, correct. So we've launched the podcast, and almost instantly Mike's had done a bit of research on it, and again, this is, you know, we're documenting the process, and you know, it's not quite a fail, but we've had a call to action, and we've heard that, you know, after, if you don't, you know, improve your content or add to your content within 8 weeks, you can, you know, seriously, your rankings will go down, if you like, within the podcast ratings. So you get like kind of a window, don't you?
Right. So how that works, guys, is like you register on your podcast on iTunes, and you basically go into the new business section for your chosen area, and basically what if you like iTunes do is monitor how much content have you got in there, how many views you're getting, people leaving comments and stuff like that. And essentially, if you just put up there and leave it there, you will disappear, and you've got 8 weeks to sort of prove yourself. I learned this 2 days after we went live on iTunes, so we're sort of backtracking a bit. And essentially that's why we've sort of called an emergency meeting, just to get shit done really today. So the other side of Your Business Monster is, we've touched on it, but there's the blueprint side, so anyone can go on and improve their look at, like, you know, if they've got a new marketing strategy they want to do, or they want to expand and everything like that. We're trying to build up some valuable content for, so you've got everything you need to start a business or run a business and stuff like that, and that's going to expand all the time. But then the flip side of it, and it sort of came off a discussion about the blueprint side, that why don't we put into action what we're learning, so we're creating a business alongside of it. So these, when we're interviewing these people, they would be given these, if you like, golden nuggets of business, and what we're going to do is sift them out, put them into practice, and actually give feedback on how we're doing. And hopefully, well, I think it will, we're going to build up a community of people who are obviously listeners and followers, and they will also be picking out these golden nuggets, probably different ones, but some the same. And then people will be able to comment and share of how they're getting on, and what did it work, did it not, you know, have you turned into, you know, have you made 60,000 new more clients just by making a simple change to your online presence, all that type of thing. So that's the side of it. Where do we think it's going to go? We were talking about this the other day. It's going to evolve. You know, in 5 years' time, we might not. It might be something completely different than we started.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of it, because it's exciting, isn't it?
I think because it's kind of more a development tool. We can be branching off into, you know, we could be branching off into like fitness, and you know, it's kind of, you know, it, we're looking at almost like a positivity kind of in business, yeah, as well. So as well as just trying to drive engagement on certain things like accounting, web design, online presence, and all the rest of it. We're looking at, when we interview these business leaders and startups, I think we're going to uncover a formula, yeah, for success. And I think we're going to be able to use that as part of the project.
Yeah.
And obviously people will be able to tap into that, engage with us and say, yes, this worked for me.
Yeah.
So that's quite an exciting prospect.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head there with the formula for success. I think that's an up-and-coming podcast title right there. So we mentioned before, we're going to talk about the background of us and who we are. But rather than just us sit there and talk about ourselves and how great or ungreat we are, one of the things that we need to do, because we're going to be interviewing these, if you like, business leaders, we need to come up with a format which is one, interesting, so get you guys coming back every couple of weeks to hear what we're doing and who we're interviewing. It needs to engage, it needs to
uncover that formula that we're trying to,
yeah,
find out. Is, you know, we don't just want to sit there and, you know, talk about how great this person is and how big his company is, how much money he's earning.
Yeah.
We want to actually uncover if this guy's doing anything in his day that he thinks he has helped him along the way, such as, you know, for me it's getting you 3 liters a day down, you're not having enough sleep, and you know, little things, little
3 liters of vodka, yeah.
Vodka, yeah, yeah, coffee, I think. Yeah, so it's just about uncovering them little, like Mike says, golden nuggets of tips and hints, just to find out what exactly people do in their daily lives as well, to just maybe improve their whole daily process. I know we try and listen to as many podcasts as possible when we're driving to places, and you know, just try and pick out what people are actually doing and how they've reacted to, like, a new kind of new world business, if you like, because it's certainly changing and it's evolving all the time.
Yeah, and I think that's why one of the things that's going to be good with this is because we're going to be totally open to this business, well, as much as we can. Then when things are changing, or if, you know, say we launch with, I don't know, for example, say we launch with a particular type of social media, and the market says, well, hang on, you're using the wrong one there. Mm. Well, we're just going to change, and we're going to document it. We're going to tell you guys why we did it and the reasons why, who we learned the information off.
And we'll be asking for feedback on that as well. So it might be a case of we haven't used it properly. Yeah. But I mean, you know, we're going to be researching it and looking into it, and hopefully we'll have a good grounding of why it's not working. But, you know, someone else might have an opinion. There might be another way.
Of course, yeah. So essentially what we want to create a community where if anyone's got any questions or tips, or, you know, if you say it's marketing a certain way on Twitter, for example, and you go, well, hang on, guys, I think, you know, from what you've told us you're trying to achieve, what you should be doing is this, and we'll be totally open with that. And in fact, we'll probably even call you on the podcast and get you to and tell us, and then we'll document of how the changes we made from what you've said, or put it into practice, and that type of thing. So we just want to, it's a blueprint,
an open forum. Okay, should we tell the listeners about ourselves and
So do you want to do me first,
so to speak? Yeah, metaphorically speaking, of course. Mike Taylor, what is your background, what's your business background?
So I've done pretty much every job you can think of, from sanding down cars, ready to paint, to being a doorman, to working in engineering, doing shipbuilding, but for the last 10 years I've been working in, well, about 15 years actually, is IT, and then moved into legal IT, so sort of like a niche industry. Business, so that's been like my career, if you like. Alongside of that, I've dabbled in, if you like, doing websites and software for almost free to get the experience. I've done MLM, which I learned to, you know, I didn't even know about personal development, jumped into that, and then that really opened my eyes to things that I never knew were out there. So that's it really. So basically I'm a bit of a geek.
Bit of an IT geek, good stuff. Okay, so I know what makes you tick. Why don't you tell them exactly what goes on in the world of Mike outside of work, which is, you know, you haven't got many hours in the day left, have you really?
No, well, I always joke and say I gave up sleep about 10 years ago. But essentially, I've been into basically keeping fit for years. So I've done like boxing, training, like with weights and stuff like that, done martial arts. So I've always been like active, I've always liked that, and it gives me I like pushing myself to, if you like, the almost extremes.
Yeah.
So
just getting out of your comfort zone, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah, and I like the psychology of things as well. So I like the fact there was a guy who used to be the old martial arts trainer, and he completely fascinated me because just the way he talked about the human body and how far you can push it and how the brain likes to keep the body safe. But if you push through that, you'll be totally surprised at what you can achieve. Because the body's not designed to run through a marathon. The body's not designed to, you know, world's strongest man is to pick up, you know, 1,000 kilos and all that type of thing. But it can. And a lot of that is the mind and how that's pushed it together. So I do bodybuilder train pretty much every day. Quite intensely. Anyone who's training me would probably back that up. Just sort of talk about pushing myself to the limits. If I'm not feeling sick by the end of most sessions, then yeah, I'm not training hard enough.
We met, didn't we? Well, but we met at a local gym.
Yeah.
We'll probably talk a bit more about that on another podcast. And one of the first like kind of social things I did with you was I went to go and watch you compete.
Yeah.
At a local bodybuilding competition. And
let me stop. Yeah, I was on the bones of me backside, hadn't eaten, I was starved, I was thirsty, I was my mind was all over the place.
Basically, Mike had been eating like
white fish,
chicken dust for about 3 weeks.
Yeah,
and
white fish for every meal. So imagine getting up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, eating white fish, and then having that pretty much the same meal day in day out for about 2 weeks, and then you're dehydrated, which is a technique to, if you like, thin the skin, so you look better on stage. So you can carry on with your bit.
Basically, I went to go and watch him, and I think he was in the foyer. He'd just been. That was like fake tan, wasn't it?
Fake
tan.
Yes.
Yeah, don't try and cover it up. He'd been fake tanned. And I walked out into the foyer, and basically I'm munching on this massive, massive baked potato with tuna and all the trimmings.
Mayonnaise.
And I just seen Mike's eyes glaze over because he was just about to go on stage.
Yeah.
Couldn't eat nothing, drink nothing. That was kind of like our first social dealings, if you like. So he wanted to rip me head off, most probably.
Well, it's quite funny, my girlfriend at the time, she kept on, God bless her, like, she kept on coming up and like saying you're alright, and just general talking to me, and basically my personality, the way I go into a little tunnel vision things when I'm ever going for something like that, sometimes it's a downfall, but I'm able to sort of like switch off with everyone around me. I think you have to a certain extent. And then in the end, she started doing that much. So I just reached into the pocket, pulled my wallet out, just gave it and said, go shopping. And that was it. Didn't go down too well.
The perfect partnership.
Yeah. It didn't go down too well, but she spent a lot of money as well.
I think for me, I was like, I've always like kind of, looked up to you as a kind of mentor in that kind of training field anyway, so you know, it's and I think another little story that I must tell is when I met you in Tesco, and you were buying cheesecake, and I was saying to my missus, I said, he's probably eating that because you know there'd be some good fats in there,
yeah.
And you know it's the cheese, so it'll be full of protein and all that. So when I approached him, I said what are you eating that for, kind of almost with a mental notebook in my head, and do you remember what you said back to me?
Pen and paper.
Yeah.
I think it was a swear word involved. I said that I just fucking like it.
Yeah. So yeah, no actual nutritional content, guys. Just a love of cheesecake. So.
That's it. Yeah. I could probably go into one of these competitions where in America where you can just eat as much cheesecake in 5 minutes. I think I'd do all right.
Yeah, it's the future. It's the future.
Yeah.
All right. So, just a quick overview of like what your daily routine consists of, and just like trying to break it down into like a couple of segments.
I mean, I like a structured life, and it does. A lot of people don't live their life like this, and it winds a lot of people up, because I don't know, maybe it's they perceive they can't live their life like that, or it's not perceived normal. But essentially my day is get up about 5:30, well, at the moment now because I'm going for a show in April, get up about 5:00, usually now is turn on some type of podcast, or I follow a lot of people on Facebook now, and just have that playing in the background, so straight away I'm getting to a positive mood. Thing about Facebook though, guys, and some social media, is try not to scroll through, because there's so many people just moaning on there, and if you can get pulled into it straight away, and you want to try and keep away from all that negative stuff straight away, first thing in the morning, I think.
Yeah, unfollow is a great feature.
It is.
Also, using some of it when you can push things to the top. So if you've got like a preferred reading list or people you want to follow, get on that as well.
I have to show us that one. I don't know that one.
Yeah. That's another podcast.
It is. Yeah. So yeah, and then basically what I'll do is I'll come downstairs and I'll start cooking food. Eat at the moment, eat about 7 meals a day. Everything's weighed out, everything's planned, and that's everything. I do it every morning because some of basically I've tried freezing it and prepping for the week, and I don't like it. I just like almost like it's got to be cooked that day, or it tastes like cardboard, basically.
Yeah, it is.
You know, the food's boring enough without it being, you know, black, you know, tasting like
cardboard. Regurgitated and reheated. Yeah.
Yeah. While that's cooking, I will do some cardio. So I just started some HIIT training. Basically, you can just go on YouTube, type in HIIT into that, and loads of people coming up, and there's just sample ones. You just go through someone in. Some of them very intense, as I found out. I haven't done this type of cardio for a while. So I've seen this one, 20 minute, watched it the night before, to get me into the frame of mind of what I've got to do the next day. And so I sat there, watched it, thought, it's easy that, you know, piece of piss. I was tired on the warm up. Well, what's interesting, again, going back to how your body works, next day was fine, so it's just, you know, might have been a bit of mind over matter type thing.
Indeed, yeah.
So yeah, after that, obviously shower, go to work, work 9 to 5 in Liverpool city centre. It's quite an intense job, sort of like I run all the IT and that, so it's I don't sit there fixing computers, which a lot of people think I do. It's more strategy and that type of thing. Sometimes I will nip out at lunchtime. If I do, sometimes I'll actually go out and have a walk around town, and I actually class that as cardio. So it's like low intensity cardio. Then
assisted recovery.
That's the one, yeah. And then, but sometimes I do go out and have meetings for me other bits and bobs that I do. Sometimes I go out and have meetings and then come back to work. Then I'll go do the afternoon, probably work late. I never leave the office at 5. And then either go to more meetings or go to the gym. Most of the time I get in about 8-9 o'clock.
Okay.
Eat and then bed. And yep. Then back up to the next thing. And I like that routine. And what I've found is, personally, if I've got a routine like that, I'm just so much more productive in every other area of my life, whether that be family, work, business, having a laugh. And it sounds stupid that, you know, you sort of structured that much that you have a laugh on Tuesday evening. But because time is precious.
Mm.
Everything's planned. So, like, we meet every Wednesday.
Yeah.
So Wednesday evening,
you eat my food.
Business, yeah. Your business monster. and you know, Sunday might be, if you like, time with family or friends and stuff like that. And it's very structured, but I like it. That's all in my life.
That's basically. That. I mean, you know, that's the kind of animal you are, basically. So
yeah,
you know,
it makes me tick.
Yeah, if you found like the best formula for you, then you know, why would you stray outside that box?
Exactly.
The secret is now trying to find that those people who you can share that kind of view with, you know. So
yeah, I'm also quite happy, with my own. What do we call it when you're happy with your own
company?
Yeah. that's not to say I'm like antisocial or anything. I'm, you know, I get on with everyone. I'm quite outgoing. But yeah, I think because it's structured, that people might perceive that, and you know, I'm sort of being antisocial. But you know, I'm totally happy. You know, I'm in the gym. It's all about me. Bodybuilding is a completely selfish sport. Okay, there's camaraderie along the way, but you're there to sort of win.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only you that can do it. So yeah.
What, I'm just moving on to, like, what inspires you in business? What kind of podcasts would you listen to? Is there any one or two people who you take some kind of direct counsel from, and, Well, is there, you know?
Yeah, well, I got into MLM, which is multi-level marketing or network marketing, whatever you want to call it. I got into that about 4 or 5 years ago, and I've never really heard of personal development. I had, but my brain probably shut it off because I thought it was all mumbo jumbo, pie in the sky type stuff. You know, like you believe in this and it will happen, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And it's a very American thing, that I think.
Mm.
You know, standing up in a crowd going, woo, yeah, or that type of thing. It's not really me.
Mm.
However, once I started listening to the audios and reading the books, there's a lot of things that resonate with me. So I really like Darren Hardy's stuff. That was probably me, if you like, the first one that I really hit a chord with. A lot of the stuff's based in America. A lot of it's quite old, and a lot of it have Bible references. I'm not religious anyway. I've got no thing about if you are or not. It doesn't really bother me. But I couldn't find any common ground with it. So it was like, I get what you're saying, but it doesn't strike any chord. So I'll leave that one. I'll go on to the next one. But Darren Hardy was one. Great book was, I think I lent it to you actually.
Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Rich Dad Poor Dad, yeah. That's, it's quite, I think I had to read about 3 or 4 times so I had to understand some of it. But it's a cracking one to get you sort of like started, and almost like you sort of shut the book halfway through and go, I've been lied to for about 20 years of how you should be.
Thanks, Mum.
How you should be, you know, living your life, as in like, go to school, get good grades.
It's that kind of pre-programmed.
Yeah. Go to uni,
become an engine almost.
Yeah, buy a house, marry, have some kids, and then retire on the house. Well, we all know the houses aren't worth that much money anymore, unless you get into property development or something along those lines. So it's not really a fallback, and that's essentially what it was. But more recently, I don't know where it comes. I think I've seen him on Instagram. Andy Frisella, he's from the States, and he's got this podcast called MFCO Project. Soon as I listen to it, it's quite raw. It's not for everyone.
There's a lot of cussing, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is going to be a very British podcast, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh yes. I like real. I like raw. I don't like all the fluffy stuff. And soon as I heard it, I was like, right, Dave, get onto this guy. He's talking some sense. Gary Vaynerchuk.
Vaynerchuk.
Yeah. He's another one. He's on pretty much every medium you can think of, social media wise. So yeah, those two are really who follow at the moment. They're
probably the most current, aren't they, at the moment? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. yeah, going to talk a little bit about me now. I'm Dave Butcher, the other monster in the business monster. I'm just going to try and give you a quick snapshot of my life in a few sentences. I'm an operations manager. We install mobile CCTV response alarms and offer a massive range of property services. I'm not going to name the company now. We might expand on that a bit later on. I've been with the business 13 years on the tools for the first 5 or so, and I've progressed through the ranks. The business has seen something in me. I'm quite into progression and personal development, as are you.
And processes.
We're both
process monkeys.
Process monkeys.
And we'll probably talk about this another time.
Indeed. I was in the army for a few years, in my 20s. I'm from a military family. My dad was a Royal Marine. My mum's still a practicing ward sister, so I owe all my values and work ethics to them. I'm also in the Royal Engineers as a reserve. I've been doing that for about 18 months now. Again, just to broaden my personal development and keep me a little bit disciplined, because I was a DJ for quite some time during, you know, as a hobby.
Many moons ago.
Many moons ago. Yeah, I stopped that. Not necessarily because I settled down, but because I just feel like it just come to a natural... what's the word? It just come to fruition. I've done what I needed to do out of it. I've done a lot of partying. I've seen a lot of places. I've DJed in a lot of nice countries.
Was it Miami you went to?
I've been to Miami with a good mate of mine, Liam Keegan. Yeah, and again, we'll probably end up interviewing him.
Yeah.
So he's doing extremely well. He's getting remixes for Sony and etc. So again, what we're going to do is, as well as part of this, some of our influencers and some of the people we reference, we're gonna link them up in the blog,
yeah,
and on the web as well. So we'll give recognition where it's due. Mike will probably use your supplements as well. We'll just give people the ammo of what we use and how we're influenced as well. So I think that's quite interesting. I'm looking forward to marrying my soulmate, Kerry. I've been with her for a number of years, and I am dad to a pug called Frank.
Yeah, see, guys, I don't think she actually exists, because I've never actually met her, even though I've known Dave for like 10 years.
That's Kerry, not the pug. The pug exists.
I've met the pug.
It's like Columbo's missus. You never meet her. We've also got a 13-year-old little lad called Lewis, who's he's got more hair than me and probably a better dress sense. I'm all V-necks and pants, and he's
Simon Cowell fashion.
Yeah, indeed.
I think it happens when you get over 30, to be honest.
Yeah, I think I've been good mates with you for about 8 years now. And again, shared interest in fitness, personal development. We've had a guy on called Chris Cashin, who's designed our logos for us.
Yeah.
So again, we'll hit him up, and he's very big in logos, web design. He can get like an online presence for you. Very quickly, get your banner ads and logos and your strap lines and stuff like that. Get that sorted. So, again, a little bit about me. Quite into my fitness.
What makes you tick? Like you asked me that. So what makes you?
I think as I've gone through life now and I've kind of matured and stopped being this kind of DJ kind of, I want to do music as a sideline. Yeah. I'm kind of starting to relax into who I am now. I'm just about to hit 40. Again, getting married. So I guess my job has took priority now. And I'm starting to progress through to, as I said it before, I'm an ops manager. And I've got a really, really good team around me. I'm quite fortunate to have brought some of the guys off the tools through into like the coordinating side of things.
But you've created this team on, yeah?
Essentially I have. So from being on the tools and then coming through the ranks, my kind of management structure underneath me has changed quite considerably. And it's almost been an ongoing kind of development process to find the right person who best fits the jobs. And as I've kind of moved up, the opportunities below me have opened up, and luckily I've been able to put some really good guys in some nice positions, and as I've just took over the whole Northwest over the last couple of weeks, those opportunities are going to grow and my team's going to grow with that.
Yeah,
so it's quite an exciting time for me
that. Yeah, so that's probably another, because we speak about this quite a lot, so that's probably another podcast where we'll talk about like why we choose certain people to be in our teams and how we progress with them and all that type of thing. So give us your daily routine, Dave.
I am up at 5 o'clock most mornings. If I'm not up and out, I am up cooking. I will go to Bidston Hill. We'll go and have a thrashing on there. So again, hit cardio. Just started that again. Obviously, I've got my wedding in Ibiza in June.
Do you want to fit into the suit?
I want to fit into the suit. I want to look good on the beach photos. Yeah. So
don't be breathing in.
Yeah. There'll be a bit of that, I think. So again, yeah, I'll do a bit of hit cardio. Get back. I'm in the shower for 7 o'clock. And I'm out at work. And if I'm not at a meeting, I'm generally in the depot. Helping the manager, supporting the manager, supporting the coordinator, just to basically get the guys out on the vans, make sure they're tooled up, make sure they're getting home to the wives safely, and just having that making sure the business is delivered, but trying to do it in a kind of more positive and it's kind of like in a more positive attitude.
Yeah,
because you get a lot of bosses who are just they're just there to earn their salary,
go on, do
the minimum, go through the motions of saying they're progressing, guys. But what I've found is if you kind of engage with your staff a lot more at ground level, the rewards are that you're sharing the plan with them.
Yeah,
and you kind of you kind of sharing your. Trying to describe how it is. You kind of trying to let them into your values, but without being too close.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. There was we were talking about this the other day about how you sort of the answer to whatever task that you've got to do.
Mm.
You bring in people who you want to see progress, and you ask them basically, how do you think we should do this? And it's even though you know the answer yourself, you still ask them, and that's how you sort of bring your team.
Yeah, for me, I've got my deputy manager. He's been with the business for quite a number of years. He's doing really well. He'll end up being my manager soon. And my coordinator, I had to find the best fit for this job because it's not for everybody, and it's kind of like a rock and a hard place. You're wanting to make sure the job's done because you want to impress me. But then you're kind of quite close to the lads because you're dealing with them on a daily basis.
Middle management.
So you try that not fit. That, it's not. And you know, there's a few people have been in that position, and you know, for one reason or another,
walked away,
or have been made to move on.
Made to walk away.
But the guy I've got in place now, he's spot on. He's just started his MVQs as well. So what I'm kind of watching him for is. Autonomous decision making, which is for anybody who doesn't know what that is, it's decision making that they're doing and I'm having no involvement in. So I'm watching him kind of develop in front of me.
Yeah.
And I've seen him put a few processes and things in place, so he's kind of almost mirroring my behaviours.
Yeah.
So that's quite interesting to watch.
Great. Right. Three things you should not live without.
My missus is going to kill me when she listens to this, but I am a bad water pusher.
Yeah.
I believe in staying hydrated.
Do you know what's funny? I've just been Skyping with my daughter before.
Yeah.
Probably about an hour ago. And yeah, as she does, she's such a lady. She just decided to have a wee right there and then. On the toilet, of course. She's 4 years old, but I shouldn't really say that.
She's not 16 and a half.
Yeah, she's 4 years old. And she doesn't drink enough water. So I've created a game now that next time she goes for a wee, a wee has to be clear. And the only way you can do that is by drinking lots of water. So yeah, I'm right with you on that.
We're such a boring pair, aren't we?
Well, I know if I have an... If I haven't drank water, I know what I feel like, and I know the telltale signs, talking headaches, my energy levels go down, and probably not a nice person to be around because I'm quite snappy.
Yeah, I find you get like bloated dead easy.
Yeah.
So when you eat stuff, it doesn't quite digest. But
well, one tip I picked up actually a while ago, Mountain Dog Diet, I can't remember the guy's name now, he's just won his pro card in the States for bodybuilding. Look up his blog actually, guys. He's got some good stuff on there, not just to do with diet and training, there's some like motivational stuff on there. And one of his tips was instead of having your fluids while you eat, is have your meal, have enough water essentially to get your food down, and then drink the rest of your water. So say you're having, I don't know, 4 litres a day, is have the water in between your meals, and basically what that does is if you water down your food, the body finds it harder to break down and digest because all the acids are diluted.
Okay.
So eat your food with minimal water, and then within half an hour start drinking your litre of waters, and then again when you eat your meals.
Okay, I'll use that.
Yeah,
I'll use that.
And it works, and it makes it's common sense if you think about it. And a lot of this stuff, guys, I know that's obviously a reference to health, but But you'll probably find as we go along a lot of these stuff with businesses, and as we progress through the podcast, when you break it down, it's complete common sense.
Yeah.
And along the world of business and egos and stuff like that, it's generally been forgotten about. And if you break it all back down and go back to where you started,
they're the fundamentals. So I'm quite into personal development, as are you. And I try my best to have, like, when I'm cooking or anything like that, I will listen to a podcast. I'll listen to Daily V, Gary Vaynerchuk, and one of the ones that I keep returning to is Napoleon Hill. Think and Grow Rich. And you can just basically jump on YouTube and put that in.
That's an old one, isn't it?
It's a very old one. Yeah. If you can get past the kind of 1920s delivery, there's some really, really good messages in there, and I find that gives me a good foundation for just developing my ideas, keeping on top of my fitness, and just generally life. There's some really, really good stuff in there about definiteness of purpose, holding something in your head, making sure that if you've got an idea, you know, executing it to its fullest, and if it's not what you thought it was going to be, then review it and find out where you went wrong, start again, you know, because losing and failing it's just another opportunity to grow at the end of the day.
Definitely. Is that three?
I think that's us for this edition, isn't it?
Right, guys. So, calls to action, what we want you to do is tell us what you think of that last format of how we've interviewed each other. Like your business mantra, the whole like thing is going to be raw, it's going to evolve and...
Unedited.
This format will change as we start going into it, finding our own feet and stuff like that. But if you've got any tips out there or something you did like or something you didn't like, please let us know. And you can find us on our website. You should go to www.yourbusinessmonster.co.uk, facebook.com, yourbusinessmonster, @yourbusinessmonster for Twitter and Instagram. And
we've got the iTunes as well, and Podomatic. So hit it up on Google search engine, Your Business Monster. And we're on iTunes. You can subscribe to us there now as well.
And
we're going to be blogging on Medium as well.
Medium's
quite an interesting one, though, isn't it? We're literally just going to give you all the blood and guts on Medium. And just share with you everything that we do.
Yeah, pretty much everything we can do. So it's going to be like we said before, it's the ups, the downs, the left, the right, the, you know, the laughs, the maybe the arguments, I don't know, or disagreements, we should say. And then there's all the different types of software that we're going to use as well. So I think in this first month, we've just been blown away by how many apps there are, free apps, for everything that we've pretty much needed.
Mm-hmm.
So we've just had a little Google of something that we've needed, and it just pops up and download it, and away we go, and we started using it. So we'll be documenting them and how we've used them as well. So
brilliant.
So thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.
And catch you next week.
Yeah.